Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crap. It's a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today on our own little private block island, it's the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm good, and I just want you to know that I did put a tracker on your car, but it's only because I love you. I want to make sure you're safe.
I just want to know when you're getting near.
Yeah, that's it. We are talking about the season finale of Real Housewives of Rhode Island today. Before we get into that, of course, if you listen to this in time, come join us on Amazon Live today. We are talking summertime things. I'm gonna tell you all about everything you would need to make a perfect glass of lemonade for the summer. And so that'll be really fun. Check that one out. And we'll have Crappy Hour next week. I'm sure there'll be plenty to talk about. This is not a Crappy Hour week. Ronnie just put up a new newsletter on Patreon. Read What Crappens. Go check that out. That's free for everyone. You don't even have to be a Patreon member for that. But we always love it when you join us on Patreon because we have so much to offer there. We have bonus episodes. We have video. We have been talking about Love Island recently on Patreon. So that's there. You can see our smiling faces. Once again, Ronnie and I, we just magically match every time we do this. Look, we're both wearing our dark shirts today. Look at that. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Just bask in our fashion choices with Crappens on Demand. And of course, you get ad-free listening, which, hello, that's actually a really cool thing. So that's all that. But right now, we have to dive into the Rhode Island season finale. I really have to say that I loved this season. I know I keep on saying every single week, you hear me say the same thing. At first, I was like, I thought it was okay. But then by the end, I was watching this. I was like, I really do love this show. I'm really happy with what they've done this season. I think it was great. I'm excited for where it's going to go next season. And I thought this was a very fun season finale. What did you think?
It was. I loved it. They're like, Block Island, the most glamorous place in the world. Block Island. We were married there. We had babies there. We raised doggies there.
Like, all right, Block Island. I don't know. I'm in. Island. Sure.
It's nice.
Block Island.
Looks very nice.
Sure.
Looks cold.
Looks
cold.
Great.
Looks great. Looks lovely. I remember growing up, my friend Risa, she would talk about Block Island a lot. She's like, I guess her family went to Block Island a lot, so. Too bad I didn't see Risa in the background. the other thing I was going to say about this, but now I forgot what I was going to say about it, but whatever, it was good. I have to say, this is what I was going to say. You know me, I'm not known for being like really up on babies, but there was Ashley's baby kind of stole the show for me everything about this episode was great, but for me, it really came down to that baby at the end. Crying at its birthday cake. That just cracked me up. Like, that was my favorite thing that happened the entire episode. It's very rare that the baby steals the scenes for me, but it did.
Oh, it's a cute baby. All right, let's get into it. Real Housewives of Rhode Island, season finale, season one, episode 12. The fairy tale is over. Fairy is spelled F-E-R-R-Y.
Get it. So we're at Rula's house. Guys, your dreams come true. We are going to start with a Rula packing scene. Here she is. Oh, Jesus. This closet is a hot mess. And she holds up a captain's hat. Brian got this for me. This is my birthday girl, captain hat. Yeah. The awkward sound of your microphone was the perfect sound effect right there.
That was the perfect time for a microphone adjustment. Wow.
Rula.
What a guy.
Just full. So now, Rula's just full of personality, you know? Just brilliant.
Rula, she's just lips. She's just like, this is the captain's hat that Brian got me. Are you sad? Like, what's the subtext here? Are you sad about this? Are you happy about this? Is it a good memory? Is this like a before he's fucking around on me in public memory? It's just nothing. It's just a very robotic. This is the hat that Brian got me. Staring off into the world.
Yeah. And then we go to Alicia's house, and she's like, this is my packing piece here. Okay, where's my black luggage? Selena, open up the luggage. Put this in here for me. Okay, Selena, are you sad that I'm leaving? Are you sad? And Selena looks at her like, no. You're going like 3 miles away, and I get to run this bitch myself. Get out of here, Ma.
So she opens the door and drops her suitcase down the stairs, and she's like, uh-oh, Billy. Then we go over to Kelsey, who's talking to Liz on the phone. They're packing for Block Island, guys. Everybody's going to Block Island.
And the guys are going to come on this one. And Kelsey tells us, Block Island is one of the most beautiful places that Rhode Island has to offer. This episode made me kind of sad, just with how Kelsey talks, because she doesn't know, like, basic grammar, you know? Like, there was a guy on Love Island who was like, this is for both of our lives. Or was it on this show? Was it the husband on this show, Ashley's husband? Someone kept saying it like, this is lives. For both of our lives. You know, we really need.
There's definitely been some interesting grammar on Love Island. I mean, Love Island is not where I'm, you know, turning to hear like some NPR level commentary on anything. But no. This show also is sort of in that space. I mean, Love Island, Rhode Island, it's just the island shows on reality TV are, you know, giving us interesting spins on the English language.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of like, are we teaching people things lately, or is it just, have we just given up? Have we just as a society given up? And I say probably. So also, she's like, yeah, Black Island's so beautiful. And Liz is like, Black Island, it's my favorite place. In a very threatening way. I like that no matter what Liz says now, it's just scary.
Everything is scary. Honestly, yeah. The name Block Island is kind of scary. When I think of like a tranquil place, I don't think Block Island. I think of block, like something bad's going to happen. I'm going to get hit by a block. So Kelsey is like, this is the perfect place for all of us to like talk things through and have a good time. And I have great things planned for the group. I want world peace. And just like call me Miss Congeniality. I'm like, I'm calling you Miss Barefoot in the Trashiality, because that's literally all I think of with Kelsey now. So she's asking how are you feeling with Joellen going? She's like,
yeah, you know, when it comes to like what I said to you the day on the beach, when it comes to what comes, what goes, goes. What stays, stays. What's ongoing. I don't always talk about ongoing. Wait, I just want to say it. Never mind. Anyway, you know what I mean. You know, I don't want to sound uncaring, you know, but I don't have a... My goal is not to fight.
Her saying was, as I remembered it, was,
you know what I always say? What comes, comes, and what comes, goes.
Which I liked. You? I was like, that's deeper. It's like... It's deeper than it initially sounds.
Yeah. There's a really weird noise. By the way, there's like a really weird noise outside. Do you hear that? Are you hearing it on the podcast? I want to know for the audience. Because
I'm
like,
not, no.
It sounds like an alien invasion outside my window right now. It's like the aliens of Block Island are like, do not talk badly about our island. What is happening out there? Okay. Sorry, everyone. If you hear any traces of it, I apologize for the sound pollution.
Well, you know, I'm going on this trip like I'm simply not going to let things bother me, let things get to that place anymore. And I'm hoping Joellen is learning to do the same, but I'm not holding my breath, okay?
Kelsey's like, well, maybe it can be a fresh start. And she's like, it's going to be good no matter what. And also, Rula's coming. Rula, Rula, Rula. Will Rula be here? Where's Rula? Rula's coming. Rula's walking in the door. Hey, it's me, Rula. Spend this whole season. Where's Rula? Surely Rula's coming to this. Hey, Rula's coming down the street. Hey. It's Rula.
Yeah, it comes Rula. Why is it funny when Liz says, I'm not holding my breath? Because when she says that, it made me realize Liz sometimes looks like she just finished holding her breath for a very long time. She's like, ugh. So Kelsey says, this group is in desperate need for a vacation. You guys literally, like every episode, you guys are going down to Newport and like hanging on a beach or biking or going to like a fire pit. Like, oh God, the taxing ways of going to a polo match. Am I right? Yes. This group is in desperate need for a vacation. She says, you have Joellen and Liz, Joellen and Rula. I guess that's it for the list. I only could come up with two fights. But if I can make up with Rosie, these gals can make up with each other.
So now it's the day of the Block Island trip. And people start arriving. And Rich and Rosie are being wacky with their luggage, and Rich grabs a wheelbarrow to take all the luggage onto the ferry. And Rosie's like, well, I made it very clear to Kelsey, I don't want to be your friend, and I can coexist with other friends. I just want to have fun. So what's the worst that can happen? One of your outfits, I'm sure. because, oh my God. Nothing has been more disturbing as some of the outfits that Rosie has worn in these confessionals. Good Lord. It's like every little girl's dream just crashed into that one dress. That one with like the pink and the purple glass bits all over it.
Yeah, like that's too much. Sorry, now there's like a band playing outside. I just want to say there's so much happening out there. It's like something.
What in the world?
I don't know what's happening outside. The world is ending, but there's also live performances. So Liz says,
yeah, you know what? It's a very special island to us. Jerry and I got engaged there. We got married there. I sat there for 3 weeks waiting for him to come back with our boat there. I won't say I will never get divorced, but it won't be there.
We run a lot of not illegal, not drugs through them. Lock Island.
So other couples arrive and stuff. Everyone's hugging. And even Joellen and Liz are like, nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. I'm about to see you dead, bitch.
So they even hug. And Joellen's like, my goal of this trip is to move on with Liz. I still care about her. It's just like an abusive relationship that I keep going back to over and over again. I mean, it's like my mom. It's like my mom trauma. But now it's with Liz. And I just don't understand. Why has everyone got trauma with me?
You know what? It's like, I'm like, love me, love me, love me. And they love me. And then all of a sudden they're hurtful and like mean and cruel. And all I want to do is have that love and feeling back. So then we go to Ashley and Jared, and they're arriving at the ferry, and Jared has an announcement. We didn't miss the boat. And then
they're still waiting on Rula and Brian, of course, because this is Rula and Brian. That's how they get attention everywhere they go. They're just always last, or they say they're going to show up and then they don't. This couple's addicted to the attention. So now they're talking about the party the other night, and Rosie's like, it was totally fine. And, you know, she's like, yeah, it was fine, but that also made it weird. So I don't know. Okay, well, what does that mean? Like, it was weird, but like, fine. Like, I really don't understand. I'm Ashley.
And Joellen's like, well, you know, I haven't heard about any of this. Like, I would love to get caught up. So Joellen says, I'm fine being here with Rula. It's Brian, you know, who's like, whatever. But guess what, everyone? All of Rhode Island falls to their knees and rejoices because
here's Rula.
And here it is. Rula and Brian walking up to the ferry.
Joellen, good to see ya. She's like, you look beautiful. You look beautiful in your pictures the other day.
So they hug, and Rula's like, Joellen, thank you. Thank you so much. It was really pretty. Have you thought about wearing your sailor's hat? I think that would really complete the look. And Alicia's like, yeah, I know her party was really nice. You know, we really did miss you. We miss you so much. And Rula says, I have mixed feelings about being stuck on the island with Joellen and not knowing what card she's going to try to potentially pull up next. Look at me. I'm bereft.
I got out of my sick bed today to find out what kind of cards we're going to be playing. Is it going to be Uno? Is it going to be Canasta? Is it going to be Go Fish? All right, someone cut Rula off. Just get onto the ferry. Get onto the ferry, Rula.
She's out of control with too much personality. This TV can only take so much.
So Jared's like, oh God, is this a bad time to let everybody know that my jaw gets seasick? It's pretty. It's got a mind of its own. It's pretty big.
Oh gosh. So, I mean, look, talk about sparkling personality. We can't just only come down to Rula. I mean, Jared really just, what has he contributed to this season? So far, it's that he's made lattes and he's gotten seasick. So
he has opened a can with a steak knife.
You're right. You're right. He innovated.
It's pretty big.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now they go onto the boat, and Ashley's like, oh my God, like, I love boats, but like, I know that Jared is like dying inside right now. I was like, crazy, you guys. Jared gets seasick.
Jared, are you going to cry? Are you going to cry? I'm not going to cry. He's going to cry, guys. He's going to cry. No, I'm going to cry because he's going to cry. I'm literally not going to cry. Not going to cry.
Just and of course, Ashley is the one to do the Titanic Rose and Jack thing. Course. There's always one on the boat, and it's always the most basic girl. And so, you know, it's Ashley, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's like the Titanic. This is so romantic.
Yeah, so she's doing that and being super, super annoying. And then
so you haven't warmed up to Ashley, huh, for this whole season?
No, I haven't. You know, she seems like a perfectly nice person. Like, I don't think she seems like a bad person. I don't think she I don't have any, like, issues with her, per se. I just don't think that she's well cast for this show. I don't think that she fits in. I don't see her having, like, real relationships with everyone. She just sort of is, like, there. And, like, she interacts with people, but she's not, I don't know. I don't feel like she's part of the fabric of this show. And so, and, like, what she does offer, I find to be pretty, like, annoying and basic. It's just, I don't think that she should come back, unfortunately.
Aww.
I'm sorry. You like her? You feel like she's...
Yeah, I like Ashley. Yeah, I like Ashley. I mean, I've always liked Ashley. I liked her from Bachelor because she's just such a Looney Tunes. I don't want to cry over this, but I'm crying. It's like, oh my God, Ashley, it's just breakfast. You know, I know, but eggs, eggs. Did anybody think about the chicken? Like, the chicken gave up her eggs.
I
think it's
funny. I just want her. I just don't want her distracted with this show when she could be offering so much more to Audrey's, you know, really helping that business grow.
She really could. So Kelsey's like, we're here. Look, we're at Block Island now. It's so beautiful. We never hurt anybody. And Joanne's like, my dress might blow up a couple of times. That's for sure. Hope my mom doesn't see her. I'll be off to the loony bin.
I know. Her mom is like, get that slut off of Block Island. So
Ashley's like, Block Island to Rhode Islanders, it's like they're Caribbean. Like, they really think, like, why go to Hawaii when you can go to Block Island?
I mean, to be fair, it has been funny how, like, every place they go to is like, this is kind of like the French Riviera, but it's our French Riviera. And they're just like, at, like, a Payless Shoes. They're like, really.
Block Island is special because we got endless coastline, beautiful waters, quaint homes, great restaurants, of course the best seafood, but I mean, it is Rhode Island. Rilla.
Does Rilla know that all islands have endless coastline? She's like, look, it's the only island in America that has an endless coastline. It's kind of the nature of islands. But yeah, I love really giving her local, her public access, come visit Block Island pitch. I mean, the best seafood, right? So they arrive at the Block Island Beach House, and the concierge is like, hello, welcome to Ballard's. You can leave your luggage here. We're going to transfer it to your hotel. Welcome. Okay, I'll talk to you later. And so then they are.
This is Kelsey. This is one of my, this is Kelsey quote. She's like, it's so cold and the tension's a little thick right now. I hope that this is not a foreshadow of the week.
It's not a foreshadow. Well, I'm being chased by a foreshadow. So now they go to, like, this restaurant. It's freezing cold, by the way. The waves are, like, huge because it's clearly, like, cold and windy. And they have to sit at this, like, beachside restaurant where they're all shivering. And they're having strawberry daiquiris. I was like, this is an affront to Zach Sax. And they're all gathering. They all cheers. And Kelsey is like, okay, everyone, feel free to set up your stuff, wherever. This is all ours. I'm like, yeah, of course it's all yours. No one's on the beach because it's 33 degrees out.
Yeah, it's a day you don't go to the beach for sure. So now Joellen and Liz go for a talk. And everyone's watching them. Alicia's like, I'm happy they're talking. Rosie's like, oh my God, they haven't seen each other in a long time. She's like, no, they actually went out for dinner afterwards, but it didn't end well. And we see a clip of, like, bye, bitch. Bye, crazy bitch.
So then, piece of shit.
Rosie's like, they tried to make up, but they weren't seeing eye to eye. And Alicia's like, I think they're going to move forward. I feel like they've been close for so long. I mean, like, they gotta, right? Let's watch them. So the other two go down for a walk and sit on the beach. And Joellen's like, I miss you. I miss you, Liz. And Liz is like, agreed.
There was, like, a lot of things
Liz
that was
still
said.
Liz looks like she wants to kick her ass.
Liz hates her still, despite anything she says, she hates her.
Yeah.
Joellen's like, you know, there were a lot of things that were said, and I just want to move past it. And I think that we have a genuine friendship. Do you? And Liz is like,
yeah, I do.
She does not like you, and she does not think it's genuine whatsoever. She just does not want to be in a fight with you anymore.
It's like, okay, well, I just wanted to check in. Like, I felt like I was going crazy. And she's like, you know, I pretty much felt the same way. I don't want to rehash shit. I just do not want to rehash shit. Okay, so
Well, I know that there were some things that, like, you said, and I don't think you meant all those things you said. And Liz is probably like, I meant every single moment. Every single thing I said, I meant.
Just, I mean, yeah, with things that you said as well.
She's like, yeah, exactly, exactly. And the thing is that when you say I hurt you, you know, it's going into danger for me. And she's like, well, you didn't hurt me.
Well, why'd you say you put your hands at me? That's not okay.
She's like, but you kicked my chair, and that wasn't nice, okay? Because you don't do that. It's not nice to do. It's not nice to do that, Liz. She goes, well, I asked you to take your hands off me for 3 hours, Joe. And so we see a flashback of that, of Joe being like, stop it, Liz. Stop it, Liz. With her hands all over her.
Touching. She's fair. She did touch Liz quite a bit. So, and that's an extended montage there. So Joellen is like,
well, you know, I continued to do it because I thought it would calm you down. She's like, well, you continued to do that because you thought it was fucking irritating. Yeah, kind of like, kind of you did that.
So Joellen's like, but you were wrong on that one, Liz.
She's like, well, okay, anyway, babe, look, I don't want to do this.
And now they're all watching. But Kelsey takes a moment to admire Billy's physique because we see Billy shirtless playing around in the surf. And she's like, wow, Billy's in shape. Is he wealthy? Can he support two wives?
He thinks he's Baywatch coming out of the water right now. Like, he thinks he's Baywatch. He's got a big ass. Like, all his pants are always fall off and his crack's always hanging out. That's Bill. That's my Bill. Like, so then we go back
actually,
to Liz.
His pants would not fall off of a big ass, actually. That's what I say.
Yeah, tell me about it. I've got a pancake butt and my crack is always out. There's nothing for it to hold on to, the pant.
Yeah.
You know, the pant's like, oh, give me something, anything. I'm like, nope, that would require work. So, yeah, back to Liz and Joellen. Liz is like, so listen, things have been done. Things have been said, maybe on both our ends. It is broken trust, maybe for both of us. Maybe we can start over from a new place. Something has to get rebuilt here, okay? We gotta rebuild something from the start.
So Joellen's like, she's like, well, I think that I could move on from this. I don't want to start the friendship over. Okay. I actually want to go back to where we were and I want to improve our friendship. I can move on from things that you said, and I hope you can move on from the things that I said. And it's just water under the bridge.
Okay, well, if we're both able to focus on the positive, then okay, that's what I want to do. I mean, listen, you're charismatic, you're fun sometimes, you're funny. Okay, let's just move on and we'll have a stronger friendship going forward. You good with that? You good with that? Okay, we good with that?
You wanna hug me? You wanna hug me, my friend?
John's like, sure, okay. So they hug, and then they're like being all sweet, and they're like rolling around in the sand. And Liz is like,
the tension between us actually broke my heart. I adore her, so I'm letting Joellen off the hook.
I love that. It's been like 2 weeks of like, she's fucking evil. We're never gonna be friends again. She's a fake person. She should rot in hell.
Yeah, she's a great person. I love her.
Yeah, I'll let her off the hook. So now with the other ladies, Rula's like, before they come back, I just want to thank you guys for, you know I haven't been around a lot between me not feeling well. And then they cut to her like in a full face of glam being like, ugh, in her bed. Ugh. To, you know, all the other stuff going on, you know, work, having my chops busted, you know, about my marriage. And so I think that everything just came down on me, girls. Rula's like, you know, I think everything just came down on me. And Kelsey's like, were you able to speak with Joellen? She's like, you know, I haven't spoken with her since Polo. And then we see a flashback of Polo where Joellen's whispering to Rula, you know what? He can say whatever he wants to you, Rula. Okay, but like, it's going on. And if you want proof, I will figure it out. And Rula's like, which is an important clip because, Joellen says about 20 more times, she begged me for proof.
Yeah.
She asked me for proof and I got it, which is like, Well,
yeah, I mean, like, because of course Rula's gonna say, yeah, find me the proof, find me more proof. But I mean, I don't know, but it's true. Like, Joellen definitely inserted herself in this situation, and but like, don't get that mistaken for me defending Brian or Rula in this, however. But like, at a certain point, Joellen, you just be like, okay, this is someone who wants to look the other way. Just step out of it. Just get out of there, because it's you're just gonna, they're just gonna turn on you no matter what. It's that you'll, you're, yeah, not gonna get like the you're not gonna get the thank you that you're looking for.
Well, and I guess the story that they're going with is that Joellen knows a friend of the mistress. So Joellen's friends with the mistress's friends, and so that's how she's getting all of this information. But it's like, yeah, I mean, it is kind of awkward that you keep getting information about my husband and sharing it with everybody through this mysterious source. I can see how that would be annoying, but also your husband's a fucking cheater. So, like, I don't know. So then we, Rula's like, well, I'm not stupid. I'm very well in tune with what's going on. But there's always a story behind a story. And you're not giving me the impression that you're my friend when you're collaborating with other people behind the scenes trying to, like, stir the pot and dig up more information.
You just got ruled. So Joellen and Liz are still now happy that they've, like, they've squashed their beef. So Joellen's like, Dolly Wally, I miss you.
Dolly Wally, thank you. I miss you too.
And then Rosie is now talking, and she's like, well, I thought at Polo, she said, do you want proof? And she said that you said, if, you know, if you have proof, show it to me. And Rosie's like, well, I said, all right, I'll give you a chance. And she said, I'm trying to talk to you one-on-one. And I'm like, no, you're not. We're at a group event with hundreds, whatever, thousands of people. Little did I realize I'd soon be on my deathbed, about to die from a common cold. What's not so common was that it was going to kill me. And this is not the time.
You talk to me in front of hundreds of people, thousands of people, horses.
Millions. Horses. There were just millions and millions of people watching me on the Jumbotron hearing this news. It was a lot.
It's not the time. It's not the place. That's disingenuous to me. Put yourself in my shoes. If someone did that to you at a public event in front of horses, what would you do? Rosie's like, well, yeah, like, I guess obviously I wouldn't like that. She goes, yeah, come on. But, you know, like, I'd also want to see it, you know? Like, I'd want to see everything before I made my decision. I mean, oh, God, rich and I'm fucking somebody in a video? Let me see it. Oh, he's so fine. God, would he be singing? Would he be singing in this video? I think it's kind of hot.
With Rula, we're starting to realize that she doesn't want to accept the reality in this situation. You're just starting to realize that? What part
of episode 12?
What part about her catatonic response to any of this says she doesn't want to accept the reality? She's like, I don't think ignorance is bliss. I would like to have all the information so I can handle it accordingly, because I know I don't want to be defending Rich to the death if there were some videos of Rich hugging some other woman, or should I say slapping, when she didn't have a bra on. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. So the waiter comes over and he's like, hey guys, I've got something you can only get in Block Island. Gummy bear shots.
Disgusting. So they're doing these shots, and Liz is doing her slowly. And Alicia's, so Billy and Gary are at the bar. This is Alicia's Billy, not Kelsey's Billy. And so Billy is like, hey, so Gary, you've known Alicia since middle school, huh? He's like, yeah, we made our communion together. She's like, yeah, okay, well, people always give us a hard time. I can't believe you guys aren't married, right? God, I really want to motivate you, Gary. God, it really is true what they say about you up close. Wow. Oh, sorry. I was.
Then we cut.
Anyway, tell me more about them.
Then we cut to the aunties like,
why aren't you married, Billy? Can we have a wedding? Come on, you're killing me, Billy.
So Billy's like, I just feel like I think she feels like I let her down. And Gary's like, you think so? It's like, yeah, I don't know. It's like she's kind of like complained about, you know, I'm not romantic and stuff like that, you know. So we see a flashback to when Alicia's like,
yeah, you know, like maybe you should like ask me the right way to marry you. I don't know. Something surprised me.
Gary's like, I don't know. You seem pretty romantic to me. Oh, you're pretty romantic.
Yeah, get
now.
The fuck out of there. Yeah, get the fuck out of there. Get the fuck out of there.
Feels pretty romantic to me. Yeah. Yeah, get your hand on my nuts. Yeah, it's romantic. Feels good. Feels good.
So Alicia's like, Billy knows how I love fairy tales. I'm such a girly girl. So my proposal did really feel like a fairy tale. Like I was maybe like 8 months pregnant. I was so sick. I had bronchitis to the point where I couldn't get out of bed. And I kept hearing, Alicia, Alicia, you gotta see this. And it was on the bureau of my clothes where I had to pick up the ring. And I was like, okay, I love it. I mean, thank you. Like, I got bronchitis. What do you want me to say? I love it. And, like, he didn't even get on his knee. Like, he had so much, I had so much mucus. Like, I needed a fussicle. I had a fussicle, and I went to bed. That's how I got engaged. I had a fussicle.
I believe she called it a fudgicle. A fudgicle.
A fudgicle.
I had a fudgicle.
I'm like, that is it. She's like, I believe in fairy tales. I'm like, well, didn't you hear the story about the princess who had bronchitis and needed a fudgicle and wound up with a ring instead? I mean, that's a pretty famous story. I think it's
not fudgicle.
Brothers Grimm, you know?
So Billy's like, I want to be like, let's reset. Think about the future, you know? Like, maybe I could do a reproposal. And Gary's like, I love that. I just got a heart on. See, you're romantic. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Look her in the eye. Tell her, we're going to commit to us. All right, baby? All right, I like that. I like that a lot. I think you're going to hit a home run with that. Boom.
Yeah, they won. So now Rula is talking to Liz and Kelsey and Ashley. And Rula's like, after having so much stress this summer, personally, I'm so happy being here. Look, can't you hear all the glee in my voice? Liz like,
enjoy yourself. Be in peace in your heart. That's all you can do is be in peace in your heart.
Well, Liz and Joellen, they went off to have a little chat, right? Little heart to heart, right?
How was that talk, you guys? And Liz is like,
it's fine. If you feel like there's anything you want to bring up to Joellen, do it, Rula.
She's like, if I were to say anything, there's a video that Joellen showed everyone at the castle. I would bring that up. It's nobody's all do fucking business. Ouch. Oh, God. Don't tell my kids I talk like that. I just want to handle my story my own way. Is that okay?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Meanwhile, Rosie and Joellen and Alicia are sitting on the hotel porch. And Rosie's like, we have so much to tell you about. Like, so here's the thing. Rula had called me when she invited me to the party. And she's like, I'd love to talk to you about what happened. And I miss you so much. And specifically at the mansion, like, I really want to know what happened. So we had a nice time at the party. And it was like almost over. And then I just like straight up asked her, I was like, do you know about the video? And like, she was like, no. And I was like, okay, well, do you want to know about the video? And then she was like, without even saying anything about the video, she's like, it's fake. Okay. And Joan's like, how does she know it's fake? She's like, well, that's what I'm saying. She just like decided that, like, either way, she's like, well, this is like information. I don't want it. Like, whatever. And I was like, well, here's information. And then Brian walked up and then he was like, it's fake. It was like stupid.
And Alicia goes, oh, yeah, he came up. I thought he was going to blow his load. I'm like, what? Yeah, blow his load. And Joellen's like, blow his load like cum? She goes, wait, what? She goes, yeah, blowing your load means cum. And she goes, no, blowing your load, like blowing your shit. Like, poof. She goes, I'm sorry. I guess I got that wrong. I like that Joellen's like, oh, sorry, my bad. Yeah.
Joellen knew. Joellen's like, I'm not going to fight this fight. I'm just going to let her say blow her load. Blow his load over and over again. So Rosie's like, yeah, he was turning bright red. And I was like, this is where there are videos of Brian and this is what you're doing. Oh, God. He must have just been like coming all over the place, huh? No, see, Alicia, you're getting it wrong. Well, coming like the anger was coming in from all different directions, right? That's what I mean. Coming from all over the place, right? What's wrong with saying that?
Rosie's like, oh, he had nothing to say. He was like, oh, it's fake. It's fake. I mean, they literally just kept saying it's fake. Well, at the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing. And I'm not going to be the fall guy for this, okay? Because she asked me for proof, and I got the proof. And Brian wants to deny it? Then that's fine. Then why are you going to talk about it with me? Huh? Huh? Why are you going to talk shit about me? Why you got to do that? You asked for proof. I got your proof.
Oh my God, it's like Brian got a pearl necklace after that. Am I right, guys? It's like a big pearl necklace. That's what you say when someone's angry, right? They're so angry they give you pearls, like pearls of anger, right? What's wrong? Why are you guys looking at me that way?
Well, he probably really felt like he had a dirty Sanchez after that talk.
It's not what you mean, Alicia.
So Joellen's like, well, I've got proof. I've got proof once again. And Rosie's like, yeah, but she doesn't want to believe that. if you could believe it, she doesn't want to believe it. So then Rula, back to Rula. She's like, I would just appreciate now that Joellen let it just like be and not judge how I'm handling things in my own household, because I've had it. I'm exhausted. I'm on the brink of death once again. So say your final respects, because in a few hours, I might just be dead.
So Kelsey's like, well, I think it moved on from her being like called a liar. And now it's just like, team, I'm not a liar. And I'm going to find you every information to show you I'm not the liar. And we cut back to Joellen. And she's like, the proof is there. The proof is there. The proof is in the pudding. Okay. And you know what? Pudding is what it is. And people like pudding. That's it. People want to eat the pudding. So I'm so sorry I made pudding. That's it.
I really need some pudding right now, actually, because my throat's so sore, and I'm not sure they have got any fudgicles on this island, so anything to soothe it a little bit would be nice.
So Joellen's like, you asked me for facts. I didn't just randomly go digging in your business. I digged in your business intentionally. So then she's so upset that she knocks over like some sort of like vase in her confessional. She's like, see? See, that just goes to prove it.
Just waving her hands around. So she's like, I don't lie. I'm very upfront. You know, I'm very honest to a fault. Like, you either love me or you don't. And this is it. I'm not going to be called a liar. Boom. The cameraman's like, ow, Jesus. So then we go back to Rula, and Kelsey's like, you guys need to talk, okay? Not fight, just talk. She's, but we tried talking. It was more the same. But do you know how many conversations I had to have with Rosie before we just agreed to disagree? Okay, live in your tiny house you want to call huge. What do you want from me? Okay.
Just squash it like I do with my garbage and my bare foot and move on. I promise that she'll end it. Will was like, well, I just don't really feel the need ready for a conversation right now. So maybe as friends, you can relay the message.
No, I'm not doing that. You can relay your own message, Rula. Say it on your own terms. Don't you say it yourself from your own mouth, Rula.
So then we go back to Joellen, and Joellen's like, I got the proof. Like, who's the problem? It's Brian, okay? And that's it, and I'm done. And I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I'm done with this, okay? I am washing on, washing off with both of my hands. I'm done. So then we go back to the women on the beach, and Kelsey's like, you guys need to talk. And so the whole group goes up to the hotel, and Jerry's like, what is this thing? Billy's like, it's a smart car. He's like, what the fuck is that?
15 years on, Jerry sees his first smart car. So,
so funny.
What is this? What is this?
Block Island. So it's like walking onto the future.
Look, they even got cars that are smart. Okay, so they go in and they're like, "Oh my god, it's look at this! It's storybook in here." So then the staff gives them these bright blue beverages, much like their reunion outfits, which I don't know if you've gotten a glimpse of, but the color palette they were given was essentially Crappin's blue, and they just all had to wear tacky mermaid colored kind of things.
Yeah. So the lady who works there is like, I'm Emily and I'm from Warwick, Rhode Island. They're like, oh my god, thank god you're from Rhode Island. Oh yeah, but you better be from Rhode Island, we'd fucking string you up.
She's like contractually obligated to announce which part of Rhode Island she's from. Otherwise, they will kick her off of Block Island. Like, what?
Yeah, no kidding.
Get out.
They couldn't have on Jennifer this shift because Jennifer is like, hi, I'm Jennifer. I'm from Hoboken. Get off, kill her, drown her.
Yeah, they definitely could not. So she earns her bona fides. My brain is dead. By saying that she's from Warwick. And Emily, that she gives out keys. She's like, okay, so you're going to get the penthouse, Kelsey. And then Liz, you get this one. And everyone else, you're just like around the back. And they're like, oh, okay, everyone else. Great, thanks.
Yeah, so they're all given their rooms. And everyone goes to check out their rooms and stuff. And then Rula's like, oh, my God. All this crap I brought to Block Island. How am I going to fit it? And then Liz and Gary go to their – or Jerry go to their – I don't know. Everyone's just looking at their rooms and talking about, what are we going to do? Meanwhile, Alicia and Billy are unpacking, and Alicia's like, I'm going to close my eyes for 5 minutes. Ow, my finger. Ow, my finger. I just need silence. Okay, you can unpack. I'm just going to need 5 minutes with me and my finger.
By the way, we almost overlooked Joellen calling her bitch mom. and saying like, hi, mom. And her mom being like, hi, how are you? And waving back. What a monster. So, there we go. Over to Ashley.
So Ashley and Jared are talking about clothes. Ashley's trying on clothes. She's like, do I look mature in this? He's like, do I look like I'm about to die from seasickness? Because I almost did today. She's like, oh my God, Jared. Jared, I was lost you today.
Jared, what are you doing? I'm trying to film the wallpaper. I'm restless. I don't know what to do with my hands.
So Joellen's like, yeah, you know, Liz and I took a walk, Gary, and, you know, I've just missed her so much. Like, to me, Liz is like family, okay? And that's why it hurt so much. And when she was like, I'm not your friend, I'm like, you are my friend. You are my friend. So.
So then Rilla and Brian, back to them. Brian's like, how did it go with the ladies? Well, we talked about how I feel like, you know, Joellen and everything. I finally just said I'd appreciate everybody letting me manage my own situation privately before, of course, I leave this mortal realm, which will happen in about 5 minutes. It's like, well, yeah, like, yeah, especially being here.
Especially being here. I think back, it makes me regret anything more than what, even more than what happened here. She's like, wait, what? It's like, yeah, you know, I regret so much more now. Like, I remember fucking her right there. Look behind that dumpster. I just fucked her right there. You didn't get that video? That was a good one. I actually set up the tripod for that one. That one was pretty good.
I mean, our first date was right in that building, pretty much. You know, we're strong. Our kids are strong. I'm proud of you when I see you talking with everybody. She's like, we never had a date in this building. No, I'm talking about my mistress. Our first date was here. God, it's great to be back.
She's like, you know what? It ended up fine. He's like, good. Good, good. Okay, let's not talk about this anymore. Did it. So we go back to Joellen, and she's like, I mean, he's continued the affair, whether she wants to believe it or not. She's like, oh my God, please get me proof. It's not true. Get me proof. Do whatever you need to do. Hire private investigators. Film your own videos. Get me the proof, please. And I did it. Am I the bad guy?
And then Gary's like, yeah, I mean, she seems very, like she pushes it off, like it's not a big deal. I mean, if you want to push it off, that's fine. But like, that's well and good. But what you don't do is you don't fucking blame me. All I want is my name to be clear. I just want her to admit that when I researched who Brian was cheating on her with, I did it because I was told to, not because I did it because of my own volition. I mean, I was told to when I said, I want to research this with my own volition. Do I have permission to do it from you as well? And she said, okay, I just wanted to admit that that was the case.
All right. So go talk to her. Be like, all right, you don't want to see it. That's your own prerogative. But you asked me to get your proof, and I got your proof. So I don't appreciate being called a liar. All right? Because I got proof that you've been calling me a liar. I don't like it.
So Alicia's wandering around.
She's like, I don't know where I'm going. I'm nervous. I love it. Oh, I love that there's a mermaid over here. Oh, and a tits are out. What's that?
And Billy's like, what's going on? She's like, oh, my God. Oh my God, we're going somewhere. Look, there's a look. Look at this Naka. She's got a Naka's out. Oh my God, it's a topless mermaid. Oh my God, where are we going?
He's like, okay, come on. We're going down the stairs. Oh my God, shit. Oh God, don't. No, I can't go down the stairs. Oh shit, it's like a suicide note. Okay, no. He's like, what are you talking about? Suicide note? No, because like you go, you know, I can't do stairs. You go first. I can't do it. It's too much.
Yeah, you go first. You don't have an issue with the stairs. You know, I could fall on you. You know, you remember what happened on the stairs. You remember when I accidentally killed that woman on the stairs. Okay, you go first. You go first. So he takes her down, and they go out onto the beach, which is windy, and he's I don't know.
Wait, we can't skip over Alicia's backstory of why she's afraid of stairs. She goes,
because you know what happened a long time ago? My mom dropped me down a flight of stairs, so now since I have a
what was stairs. That? She's like, oh my God, you know I have heels. Please, you know what happened when mom dropped me down the stairs? What?
The way she just inserts these random backstories, these random little items in there.
Oh my God. I had a bronchitis and a fudgicle. Oh my God. Then I fell down the stairs and then I ran over a person. Oh, it's awful. It's awful.
Then at the bottom, a guy blew his load. Very upset. Very upset. You know, and now ever since I have a phobia of stairs, he's like, oh my God, let's just go outside, please. He goes, why don't we calm down for a second and sit down over there? And he points to a spot with two Adirondack chairs surrounded by, I don't know, cheesy, like, fake candles and stuff. She goes, oh, my God, did you do a romantic thing? Oh, my God, is this for me? Did somebody else do it? Who did this? Is this for me?
You got to sit on the chair first. I'm scared of that ironic chairs. You know me. Ever since my mom threw one at my head, it's just very scary for me.
So then they sit down. And meanwhile, everyone's like watching from the hotel. They're like, wait a second. Is Billy doing something romantic? This is weird. You know?
It's like, oh my God, he never done this before. I don't remember last time Billy made a romantic gesture. So I'm like, did you do something wrong? Who's this for? Are you going to make me a heart-shaped pizza? What's happening?
It's like, wow, I'm going to cry. You never done anything, Billy. He's like, but I'm doing it now. Yeah, but you never done anything. Did you do this? Who did this? Okay, wait, I'm going to cry because you never done anything. He's like, honey, sometimes we're like two ships in the night. Yeah, we kind of go in different directions. Wait, what do you mean different directions? Where the ship's going? Why are there two ships? What's happening?
Well, they're going to crash. They're going to crash into each other. Oh my God, Billy, is it going to be an accident? Oh no, get someone, tell the authorities, stop the ships.
He's like, no. He's like, look, sometimes we're like this and you want this and I want that. And we get caught up in stuff that's not important. And I feel like it holds us back. And I just feel like, Alicia, we've had an interesting journey. But what about the ships? Are they okay?
It's like, yeah, there's no ships, Alicia. There's no ships.
So then Rosie, of course, goes to the window and she's like, oh my God, look, it's cute. Oh, she starts making noise, which is like, Rosie, shut up. Let them have their moment.
She's, of course, making it about her, screaming out the window. And Billy's like, yeah, we had a lot of good times. You know, we had some bad times, some scary times, right? And I feel like, you know, we put all the focus on Selena, which we always do, right? But we're talking the other day and you're like, don't you think you should redo the proposal? And I was like, oh my God, that was so far out of my mind. Yeah, but now you're going one way on a ship. I'm going the other way on a ship. How are we ever going to propose? Like, this is crazy. And like an Adirondack chair, you remember what happened. You remember when I got my butt bone stuck in an Adirondack chair and I had to go to the hospital to get it removed? That was so embarrassing. Never going to forget that.
When you talk about redoing proposals, you want me to do the Pizza Mama proposal again? You want to hear it again? He's like, no.
Here's some roses.
Oh my God, I love red roses. Well, I love them, but you got to touch it first because you remember what happened when I touched the red rose that time and I fell asleep for 16 years. Okay, I don't want to get cursed again.
It wasn't you.
I just
you.
Feel like I'm not getting any younger. She's like, mm-hmm. He goes, hey, wait a minute. Thanks a lot. She's like, well, I'm just happy you realize that because you're really old, Billy. You're really old.
Well, we just get caught up sometimes in the busyness of life, you know? So then Jared and Ashley are watching, and Jared's like, aw, Alicia and Bill are out there right now. She's like, oh, really? It's like, yeah, it's cute. Well, hopefully it's cute.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Oh, my God. Now what am I going to say instead?
Listen, I think this is a moment. Yeah, I'm so proud of you because you never did nothing. I'm not romantic. No, you're not romantic, but I'm trying to be. This is the best moment you ever done for me, Billy. This is the best moment ever. I mean, aside from the stairs, which traumatized me, and the Adirondack chairs also traumatized me, you know, but still, it's good.
And the ships. I'm a bit scared of ships now after you told me that story about the ships that almost crashed.
So he's like, okay. Well, look, I'm going to propose to you again. So yeah, let me get that ring off your finger. He's like, starts pulling the ring off her finger. She's like,
She goes, what the fuck? Jesus, Lord Almighty. He's like, well, I'm trying to get the ring off. She's like, okay, hold on.
So he's like, okay, can you stand up?
She's like, I have to stand. I can't just get down on your knee.
He's like, okay, I'm trying to be romantic here. Okay, fine. I'm getting my knee. So they're watching and he proposes and everything. And Billy's like, you give you back something slightly, a little special and awkward. It's an awkward circumstance considering everything that's going on around us now. But, will you do the honor of marrying me again?
She's like, but you never asked me, though. And goes, but I just did. All right, now put it on my finger. Put it on my finger. And he's like, I am. I'm trying. Ow. This reminds me of that time we went bowling. You tried to make me take a ball that was too small. It was very traumatic, Billy. But you're doing good. You're doing good, Billy. You're doing good.
Can you just stand up and kiss me?
She's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, I love you.
And so then they embrace and they kiss. I'm like, this was very lovely, but you should have had some crackers there for her too. Let's be honest.
Crackers or another ring or I don't know, something. It's a new like ring. A free beach with Adirondack chairs. I don't know. I would have made him work a little harder for this.
He should have had a new ring. There should have been a new ring
but
in that moment.
She goes, I would be dead without you. It's like, okay. But also we got your favorite drink. And they've got it. Champagne. She's like, you guys, it's a big deal, okay? Because Billy did get on his knee last time. He didn't even ask my mother.
He's like, okay, you know what? Focus on the moment.
She's like, I am. I'm just like so proud of you.
I was like, okay, so this is a restock. Okay, can't live in the past. All right.
I'm just so happy I had my dream proposal. It's like so surreal. And I love that Billy's actually listening. I love him more, so much more. It was worth the wait.
She goes, yeah, you know what? We've been engaged for 10 years, but now this is like another 10. We could be engaged, you know? I can't wait to tell my family. You know, like some people renew their vows every 10 years. Maybe we could just renew our proposal every 10 years.
So silly.
Everybody's like, wow, they got engaged. This is amazing. So everybody's cheersing them from the windows and stuff. And then Rosie comes running over cheering.
Jared's like, ah, very sweet. It's like, okay, well, you really don't show enthusiasm for anything, do you?
So they're all like, oh my God, that was so romantic. And Alicia's like, I can't wait to marry you. But like, now I want an all white wedding with bubbles and I want my daughter in pink. I want a mermaid gown, you know, but like with no top on because those knockers really got to me.
It was a good inspiration. In fact, I'm going to make all the waitresses at Pizza Mama dress like those mermaids, just topless mermaid waitresses serving pizza.
So now Brian comes down. They're like, oh God, Brian's here. It's like, wow, now it's a celebration. How excellent. We cut to Gary leaving Joe Ellen and his room. And Joe Ellen's like, okay, I'm going up to Rilla's room now. He's like, all right, babe, you got this. All right. Don't forget what I told her. Told you to tell her. You got it. I believe in you, kid.
And then downstairs, Brian has a great story. He goes, you know, good things come for those who wait. I was looking out and I was saying, who is that? And I said, oh my God. That's them. This concludes Brian's story time. So Gary's like, hey, how's it going? What's going on? And Alicia's like, did you see my engagement guy? He's like, yeah, how'd you guys do? Like, we did a good job. So now Rilla's in her room doing something or another, and she's just humming. She's like, like a Sims character. You know, when Sims characters hum to themselves, that's what Rilla does. And Joellen, she's like, hi, can I come in? Said, okay, if I come in, I'm going to speak in my kind voice, which is my way of trying to say I told you so, but in a nice way, just getting you ready. Okay.
Oh, my God. So I heard hooting and hollering. I saw a heart in two chairs. Was it romantic? She's like, oh, my God, it was adorable. So Rula's like, what's going on? So Joellen's like, well, I just wanted to talk to you. I wanted to clear the air. Cause you know, I know that Alicia and Rosie talked to you the other day. And I don't know. I just want to talk privately with us. Cause I'm not trying to overstep. Okay. Cause you asked me, please, Joellen, whatever you do, get proof, follow him, whatever you can do, get me the proof I need. Remember that.
Well, I think it was more maybe the way it was portrayed when I was on my deathbed, when everybody was in the castle. Like, I don't know, like I was having visions and saying things that couldn't be taken too seriously. You know, I saw Bob Marley and Jesus. It was a weird connection. I heard a girl from South Carolina saying something about wavy gravy. It was a weird moment for me. I don't know.
So she's basically like, okay, well, if you had this information, it would have been nice if you told me and not shared it in front of the whole group laughing around a fire at the mansion while I'm not there, which I think is valid, you know? And Joellen's like, yeah, but I knew that you were like going through what you were going through and I don't want to bother you. So
yeah, I knew you're about to die
at the castle.
I didn't want your last dying moments to be filled with realization that your husband is a dirty, shitty cheater. So then downstairs, meanwhile, speaking of which, Gary's like, hey, Brian, can we talk for a second? So Gary's like, I just want to pull you aside because I just want to let you know that if you want to motorboat my boobies, you can do it. Everyone wants to do it. So this is your chance. And when you're done, I just want to say, I don't really want to make a scene aside from the motorboating. Joellen's upset in the room. And because you and Rula are calling her a liar because of this video, whatever you're doing, that's what you're doing. But she's getting called a liar now. I don't like it.
Yeah, so Joellen upstairs is saying the same thing. She's like, you know, you said get me proof. You begged for proof. And like, I mean, I got proof, but now you're calling me a liar. So you want to see the proof? I'm here to help you. Do you want to see it? I actually brought an Apple TV so we can airplay it. So that's cool. Actually, just scream downstairs. Everybody in the diner will see it.
We have about 45,000 people in the lobby online. They are waiting to see your reaction. So I just wanted to set this up and just press play.
I don't need to see it, you know? I don't need to see Mickey Mouse dancing around with Minnie to know that they was just drawn by somebody.
And Rilla's like, you know, instead of, like, picking me up, I feel like with all this info, I've been broken down all summer long. But, like, here's more, and here's more,
and here's more. Soon there'll be more hooting and hollering. Gotta watch out.
I don't need to see the video. Why do I need to see it? What am I going to give myself, a headache or a heartache by something that might have been taken previously? So anyone can fake a date timestamp, but at this point, I have confidence in Brian and me, and I just don't need any more. What?
This stuff is sensitive. Maybe you're
so Rula's argument is Rula's argument is that Brian did do all these things, but it was in the past, and now Joellen is taking up past videos and pretending that they're recent to make her look stupid. Those videos are out. Like, the videos are out there. Like, and you denying it and just saying, I don't even want to see it. You don't know what's in the past. Just look at the video. What is wrong with you? Come on, Rula.
Yeah, information is power. So now Gary's like, so all I know is I saw the video. Brian's like, hey, you know, but like, how is she a liar when there's a video out there? She's like, well, I don't know that she's a liar because I'm admitting, like, hey, I fucked up. I videotaped. I did whatever. It's the biggest mistake of my life. You know, I fucked up. I don't know what you want me to say. I don't know if it was middle age or like I took too many hormones or I don't know, some one of those things, but like, I don't know what the fuck it is. But like, what my wife and I think about it is like, no, we're over this. We're just trying to get past it. You know, she's about to die. Kids being brought up to us and just stop talking about it. Nobody will have anybody ill will towards anybody. That's it. I don't know. I messed up. I don't know.
All right. That's it. That's all I needed to hear from you. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
He's like, that's the whole thing, though, because I don't think she's a liar. I know she's not a liar. What she, you know, she says I admit to, you know, just stop talking about it. Okay. We know I did it. Just be quiet about it. Okay. She's not a liar, though. He's like, that's all I needed.
Yeah. Basically, all they want is for Joellen's name to be cleared after she got involved in this stupid mess.
It's so funny. So, and then this guy is just like, yeah, I cheated. We all know I cheated. Stop bringing it up. Okay.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously. So Joellen, she's like, I don't want anything to happen to you. She's like, good. But you don't know how I felt this entire summer. I felt like absolute, complete, total shit. Well, I'm sorry you're dealing with that. I feel for you. I can't imagine what you're going through. But if you want, I can make it worse if you want me to do some more videos. Okay, she said yes. She blinked. That means yes. Okay, I'll be back next week with 4 more videos. Okay, you begged for it. I can't say no. You begged.
So they make up, and Joellen's like, I'm sorry everything happened. I mean, I just want to move past this. And if it'll make it easier, I put music behind this video. So it's good. You know, it's got like more of an upbeat, you know.
To make it a little bit easier, I put little kitty cat ears on Brian's face with some kids doing.
But you threw a Snapchat filter, so it looks like what a little doggy is cheating on you. Every time he smiles, he goes.
Look,
so they hug.
Coming out.
Yeah, and the guys make up. Everybody makes up. So now they're all gathering downstairs, and meanwhile, Joellen passes Brian in the hallway, and they're like, hello. So Gary tells Rosie, he's like, oh my god, this guy, he just fucking admitted everything. She's like, oh my god, he admitted the video was real. He admitted the video was real.
She's like, fucking Gary, what? Oh, fucking Gary, so it was me, Alicia, sorry. Alicia says, I'm completely surprised Brian is admitting this. It's like, why? Well, I can't, like, this man, Brian, he's a lot of work.
So like, Rula's like, how's it going, Brian? He's like, good, how are you?
I was talking to Joellen.
How'd it go? Wow, these two, do they?
All right, let's go downstairs now. He just completely ignores it. He's like,
Also, like, what do these two talk about? If this show is not happening, what do these two sit in their house and talk about? Like, I don't understand this relationship.
Yeah, it's crazy. So they go downstairs. Everyone's joining. They're going to go have a big dinner together. Meanwhile, Gary's telling everyone, oh, my God, Brian completely admitted it. And Joel's like, he did? And Gary says, yeah, so I've vetted it with him, you know? I said, we're not going to talk about it no more then. And as long as it's out in the open and Joel is not being portrayed as a liar, I don't give a fuck. Why do I fucking care? She's like, oh, my God, you look like a moron. You look dumb. I've washed my hands of Brian and Rula. Stay with your husband. I don't care.
Yeah, so they all go outside, and they're sitting at this table. It's freezing out, and they're
they sit at this long table, and Alicia's like, Billy, don't carry that torch. Okay, you Greek style, you motherfucker, don't carry the torch, motherfucker. You know what? You don't mean torches. I can't do it. My mother once knocked the torch down on my hand, burned me up to a crisp. Okay, don't do it. I can't be near a torch. I can't do it.
And Jerry's like, well, the good news is it's only going to get colder tonight. Enjoy it now. And Rilla's like, thank you, Jerry, for putting a positive spin on it. Ha, ha. Okay, you guys, I get the Block Island love affair you have. You know, I finally had my own, like, romantic issue with Billy. And it was the Block Island of all places. He proposed to me again right over there.
They're like, wow, well, yeah, we all saw. And he did all the roses and champagne. I cried. I deserved it, though. Okay, because I said instead of renewing our vows, we're going to renew our engagement after 9 years. Okay. So then Kelsey's like, guess what, guys? I know you're all wondering what's in this box. And of course, someone says, what's in the box? So she goes, guys, okay, so this is Clamshell Confessional. We're going to go around and everyone's going to pick from here. Okay, you're going to read it out loud. And if you want to dedicate it to your own spouse, you can. If not, share it with someone else. So it's just another
Rilla knows what's coming. She's like, I'm not really a game person. Yeah, we know. Because basically this game is, okay, whose husband is the biggest cheating piece of shit? Okay. Anyone want to say Brian? Okay.
That's basically what this is.
Every question is designed to be Brian. And Rilla knows it. She's like, oh, God. Yep. Here we go.
Yeah, exactly. So Joellen's the first one. Goes, who is the most likely to have a safe word? And Gary is like, Joellen, it's pineapple. Rosie goes, no, it's definitely you. Like, I just say, ow, stop.
Which is also really weird because pineapple, you know, Joellen, the running joke on this show is that Joellen and her husband are swingers, and yeah. Pineapple is like the national sign for swingers, right?
Yep. So it's like it's all
it's like they're
together.
Saying it, but not really saying it.
Like a swinging community itself, it's all coming together. So Ashley says, "Okay,
that's
my question
goal.
Is, wait, that's they're all getting angry together." So my question is, what is a quality of someone in this group that you wish you had? I'm going to say two people. I would love to command a room with confidence like Liz. I'm so sorry. Did that offend you? And then I would love to have the friendliness of Joellen. Yes. When I look at Joellen, I think, God, look at that super friendly person over there.
Okay. What was your favorite memory or experience from the summer? Oh, masquerade dinner for me. That was great. Ashley didn't even have a mouth that could move. I loved it. And we all opened up about something that we don't ever talk about. And Jerry's like, what'd you talk about? And Kelsey's like, don't you wish you were there?
Okay. What's something you ever told this group but probably should?
And Brian starts coughing. They just, every question is for Brian. It's so funny. And Jerry's like, definitely not a question for me.
Me neither, because I tell the group everything. So who am I going to direct this question to?
And every one of them in their confessionals is like, Brian.
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 Brian, this one has to be Brian.
I think Jerry would have been a good candidate also, because we are very suspicious of why that boat was gone for 3 weeks on a year.
Yes.
And the relationship with Dino. So then Liz is like,
everyone wants me to say Brian, but I'm going to say Jared.
Oh, great. So Jared is on the hot seat. He goes, here's something. My answer is Rhode Island based. I truly love my home state. I was born and raised in Warwick. And, you know, my dad worked at the ACI. My mom worked in restaurants all throughout Rhode Island. I truly love this place. They're like, boring.
Liz has a kazoo and she's like, Liz blowing on that kazoo while Jared is going on and on about Rhode Island was hilarious. So he really just keeps going and going and going. And Alicia's like, oh, God. Okay, what's a moment you appreciated with someone in this group and why? Okay, I have a few. One with Liz. We went to a castle in Rolls Royce. That was like a dream. It was a fantasy. And then one would be Rosie because I told her off and she accepted it and she understood where I came from. And we see the flashback to, welcome to Rhode Island, bitch. That's how we roll.
And then 2 seconds later, I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.
By the way, I just want to acknowledge
I want to hold some space for the fact that Jared and Kelsey bonded because he worked at Carrabba's and she worked at Smokey Bones. He's like, we bonded over that. I was like, okay, God bless.
Those are not even close to being similar.
I don't know what Smokey Bones is, but I love that that's all Jared has to offer. Well, I did work at a Carrabba's with someone and that bonded me for life because someone worked nearby. Okay, so now, Rula's turn. She goes, oh God. Okay, I'm passing this along. Okay, I'm gonna read it. Okay, here it goes. What's the most embarrassing thing your partner has done in public?
And Alicia goes, that's God. That's God who asked that. That's God.
God's being messy. Kelsey goes, well, you don't always have to ask your spouse. And if you want to ask someone else, you can ask someone who worked in Carrabba's with you. She's like, okay, I'm gonna give it to Gary. So, Gary, what's the most embarrassing thing that Joanna's ever done in public?
And he's like, she doesn't really embarrass herself as much. She's like, oh, right. Come on. Little do you know, I'm quite embarrassing. Hand me a video camera. Am I right?
Hello, this is Joellen's mother. Can we rephrase the question to the most embarrassing thing your daughter ever did to you? Grow tits. Boobs. I'll say
so
boobs
Kelsey
instead.
Is like, okay, I have a question. If there's one person in the group that'll stab you in the back and smile to your face, and like, daggers, they're throwing daggers at each other. And Rosie's like, don't be shocked when it's me. And Alicia's like, yeah, that could be deep. So everybody just takes a big gulp and they give it to Rula.
Yeah, but Rula has a nice answer. She says, you know, earlier this summer, I would have said it's Joellen. But you know what? We had a really good chat and everything's good now. And she says, like, I think the future of this group will be okay because I don't know how Joellen and I will be, but I care for everyone else. And I think we just need to get past my story. And Alicia's like, I love that you said that because I hope you know that we all have your back. We are there. And Rilla's like, yeah, I don't think anybody here would fit that mold. So they sort of have this nice, like, end of the game where it's like, you know what? We've all settled our issues. Water under all the bridges. All the feuds are settled. Everyone's in a good place and everything is happy.
I mean, that's nice. But you guys, this is the season finale and you've got a cheater here. So you're kind of dropping the ball. So Brian jumps in. Like, Brian has really just been given the biggest pass on earth. So he jumps in himself. He's like, listen, we got to look to the future. I mean, I'm not proud of everything I did, everything that happened, but I am proud of this woman and how she handles things. And actually, I should thank all of you because you guys made us the most popular couple. So thank you. Really? Yeah. With all they let you get away from, now you're going to like poke at them for giving you shit all summer, sir.
Yeah, seriously. So Rilla starts to cry. She's like, no, it's been an amazing summer for us. We had ups and downs and deathbeds and, no, cry. So Alicia's like,
yeah, honey, listen. Okay, does anyone have an emergency wheat thin? Does someone call up Sandy Duncan? We need a cracker for her real quickly. Look, no one's life is perfect. Okay, Joellen, tell her no one's life is perfect. Okay, tell her, Joellen. Joellen, you got a shitty life. Tell her that your life is shitty too. Come on.
Yeah. And Rula's trying to make it okay, but Alicia just keeps going like, no, like we all got your back. Even Joellen, she hates you, but she got your back when she got all those cheating videos. Tell her, Joellen. She's like, oh, God, okay. We already had a conversation. Yeah, like we have your back. Like we knew your husband was sticking his dick and everything. We're like, we got your back. We're just glad it's okay. They're like, oh, my God, Alicia.
tell her, tell you had her back, Joellen. Do it. Tell you not trying to manipulate her.
Joellen's like, look, it was nice. We had a nice private conversation. We're not going back to it. Everything's okay. Okay. Please stop trying to drag me back into it. Okay. And so then Rosie's like, no, it's not, it's his fault, Joellen. I just want you to know, like, it's actually like, it's not actually your fault. Like, it's weird that it's like, oh, we're blaming Joellen because it's not the mistress's fault and it's not your fault. The problem is sitting right next to me. And Rosie's just saying this right next to Brian. It's hilarious.
And Brian,
like,
Brian goes,
the problem.
And Brian goes, you know, I love you and I can't believe how strong you are and how you put your ego aside. And she's like, my ego? He goes, well, okay, not your ego, but like, I don't know, your pride, you know? Like how you just refuse to have any for the good of our family. That's sweet. They're Liz like, goes, oh, Jesus, this guy.
I'm not sure Lula's in denial or flat out not wanting to discuss it. It's not been going on so long. I don't think this is ground for divorce for Lula, though. Unfortunately, the easy road is to point the finger and blame everybody else but the perpetrator.
Yeah, so Alicia's like, okay, then it's dead. Let's put it in the ocean. It's drowned. We drowned it. It's like, geez.
It's drowned in the ocean. It's drowned and washed up, unlike the people that fell off of Jerry's boat. So,
So Kelsey gives like a wrap up speech. She's like, I just want to say before we end the night, you know, I just wanted to come here for this conversation because we've been on separate pages. And Alicia goes, let's not ever be on a separate page again. It's terrible.
Yeah. And now we get like end of season wrap ups. Currently 5,000 square feet. Rosie's house remains under construction, as does her friendship with Kelsey. And then Rosie has no plans to have children still. And then we go to, then we see Joellen and her mom continue to work on their relationship. And we see Joellen and her mom making lasagna together. So all is well because the lasagna is being made. But Joellen and Rula have agreed to let bygones be bygones, although Joellen continues to communicate with the mistress.
And Liz and Dolores have menopause gummies coming out, guys. Kelsey and Bill's relationship grows, as do the Bills and Kelsey's life now that her ex is no longer paying. She's even learning how to write a check. And then we show her literally having to learn, like, wait, how do you spell 1,000?
She's literally learning how to write a check. She's like, wait, and he's like, put a dot there. There's a dot. Have you heard of a decimal point before? This is actually something you should know about.
She's like, and then we have, comma.
And then we have this moment, this baby moment with Ashley, where Ashley and Jared are singing to their baby, happy birthday, like really quietly and calmly. And they put this little cake in front of the baby. They're like, happy birthday to you. And the baby just looks at the cake and just starts to shove the cake off its little table.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. So then Ashley is booking all her deals, and we get Alicia being like, oh my God, I got to tell you guys, I love you for different reasons. They go through all this stuff, but it's like everything's happy. 1 month later, local podiatrist and husband of a Real Housewives of Rhode Island TV show participant plead not guilty to a misdemeanor domestic violence charge.
Yeah, this is crazy. So basically, like, they all gather at each other's homes, and it's like, what's gonna happen, you know? And of course, Rula's like, well, you know, he put the tracker on because he doesn't, you know, he just wants them to see where I am and like wants to make sure like this is what's going on. But Rula tells the story that she started to suspect that she was being tracked. And just from things that he was saying, like comments he was saying, and she's like, oh, he knows like a little bit too much. And so then she basically went to Mercedes and was like, can you check if there's a tracker? And Mercedes says, we can't touch it. You have to go to the cops. So she went to the cops, and the cops found the tracker on the car.
Yeah, it was BMW. But yeah, they found a tracker on the car, and she's like, it wasn't domestic violence. It was just considered domestic violence because it's stalking. Poor Brian. And they're like, Rula, what the fuck? Did you ask him? Why did he say he's doing this? And she goes, well, he says that he did it because he wanted to know when I'm getting near. So basically, he put a tracker on her car so he could do fuck around and he would know when she's on the way home. I mean, this guy is such a piece of shit. And they're like, well, Rula, what are you going to do? And she's like, I don't know. Dun, dun, dun. And that's a cliffhanger, but we know what she does.
She's going to double down, which is crazy.
Yikes.
But we'll see how it all shakes out at the reunion. I'm very excited. Thanks, everyone, for being here. We really appreciate you. And we will catch you on the next episode of Watch What Crappens. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She Answered the Call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Our Way is the Amber Way.
It's The Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put Your Hands Together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the Right Foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS, we love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey. Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Kay Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with Kay Robb.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.